Welcome to Open ELMS Podcast, turning your learning into a conversation.
Let's do this. Today's topic is huge. We're talking about unleashing your personal power.
It is. And to start, let's be clear what we mean by personal power. This isn't about, you know, dominating other people. Not at all.
Right. It's an internal thing. It's about self-mastery, inner strength, and the confidence to steer your own life.
Exactly. It's the ability to make conscious choices that align with who you truly are. It's the foundation for any kind of personal growth or fulfillment.
So where does someone even begin with something so big? It sounds a little overwhelming.
It starts with your core values. Think of them as your internal compass. They are the fundamental beliefs that guide everything.
An internal compass, I love that analogy. It gives you direction. So when your actions match your values, you feel that sense of integrity, of peace.
You've got it. And when they don't align, that's when you feel that internal conflict, that dissatisfaction. The course suggests reflecting on times you felt most alive or most conflicted. That's where you'll find them.
Okay, that makes sense. So once you have your compass, your values, what's next? Is it about what you can do?
Precisely. It's about identifying your strengths and talents. Everyone has them. Recognizing what you're naturally good at is a massive confidence booster.
Oh, absolutely. When you're operating from a place of strength, you feel like you can take on anything. It's where you can make the biggest impact and get the most satisfaction.
But there's a roadblock we all face. And it's a big one. Limiting beliefs.
Ugh, the worst. Those negative little assumptions we hold about ourselves that just hold us back. The I'm not good enough or I can't do that thoughts.
They come from everywhere, don't they? Past experiences, what society tells us, and they operate unconsciously a lot of the time.
But wait a second. The text suggests challenging them and replacing negative self-talk with affirmations. That sounds, well, a bit easier said than done. You can't just tell a deep-seated belief to go away, can you?
That's a fair point. It's not a magic switch. It's a process. It's about consciously questioning their validity. Asking yourself, is this really true? Where's the evidence? It takes persistence, for sure. But it is absolutely essential to unlock your potential.
Got it. So it's not just wishful thinking, it's active investigation of your own thoughts. Once you start clearing those blocks, you need a new direction, right? Goals.
Yes. Without clear goals and intentions, all that personal power is just scattered energy. It has nowhere to go. To channel it, you need self-discipline.
Ah, discipline. The thing everyone wants but struggles with. It's the engine, isn't it? It keeps you going even when you don't feel like it.
It's the very cornerstone. It's about controlling those impulses and staying focused. The key is to start small, tiny, consistent habits. Don't try to change everything overnight.
And then, life happens. You get knocked down. Setbacks occur. That's where resilience comes in, I assume.
100%. Resilience is your ability to bounce back. It's not about avoiding challenges. It's about growing stronger through them. Viewing failures as learning opportunities, that's the growth mindset in action.
Okay, so we've got the internal work down. Values, strengths, discipline, resilience. But we don't live in a vacuum. How does this power play out with, other people?
Fantastic question. It's all about effective communication, being able to express your needs, your ideas, and your boundaries clearly and respectfully.
So not being aggressive, but not being a doormat either. That's assertive communication, right?
Exactly. It's honest and respectful. And a huge part of it is active listening. It's not just about getting your point across. It's about understanding others. This builds stronger, positive relationships.
And those positive relationships become your support system, a personal ecosystem for growth, surrounding yourself with people who lift you up. That amplifies your own power exponentially.
It really does. Now, we've done all this work. The thinking, the planning, the relationship building. What's the final crucial step?
Taking action. Decisive action. All the potential in the world means nothing if you don't do something with it.
That's the moment it becomes real. You have to translate potential into tangible results. Even if you're uncertain or scared, you have to move forward. Break big tasks into small, manageable steps to beat that procrastination.
And it's not a one-and-done deal. This is a journey. You have to maintain that momentum, right? Keep growing.
It's a lifelong commitment. You have to regularly review your goals, celebrate the wins, and learn from every single experience. Stagnation is the enemy of personal power.
So when you put it all together, par son sista, your values, your strengths, your goals, your actions, it leads to something much bigger, doesn't it?
It does. It leads to living a purposeful life. That is the ultimate expression of unleashed personal power. It's when you integrate everything into a life that's not just about you, but about making a meaningful impact.
Creating a ripple effect of positive change. That's an incredible thought. From your internal compass to impacting the world around you. What a journey.
It truly is. And it's a journey available to every single one of us. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll catch you on the next one.
Bye-bye.